Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Aaron Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning from Southeast Conference, I have Robert Venables, Katie Lister, and Bree Gable, all here to talk about energy efficiency and, goodness, its impact on every part of our lives here in Sitka. Thank you all for making time and coming on air this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So why don't we start with Bree, just as an introduction to the thought of energy efficiency as part of living in Southeast Alaska. Why is it something that Southeast Conference is, you know, taking note of, and why should people be paying attention to it?
Sure. So thank you so much for having me. And everyone's probably heard me a few times already, but I have been here a number of series or shows this morning, and it's all part of this Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy. It's really unique that we have 100% renewable energy here in Sitka. That is unique not only for Alaska, but for the country as a whole. And we have a really good opportunity to just take advantage of that and electrify everything. And part of that is efficiency, because even though we have this renewable energy, we don't have an infinite supply. And when you look at your electricity bill, it is not uncommon, if you have electric heat especially, that almost 80% of that goes towards heating. So while light bulbs and refrigerators and upgrading all the technologies, one of the best thing you can do to lower that electricity bill is to look at your heating source. Obviously, if it's diesel or oil, that's pretty expensive to begin with. But right. If it is electric, there is some newer technologies and some great programs out there to actually make that more efficient. Because again, that also helps keep down the price of everything else. So we've asked Southeast Conference here to talk a little bit more about what they're doing. And I'm just happy to have this conversation.
Yeah. So what is Southeast Conference doing for this? Because Southeast Conference as an entity is just looking for just the betterment of life in Southeast Alaska in its many different ways and forms that can take. What is the emphasis you're bringing with this efficiency in electric use, in getting those utility costs down?
Well, you know, Southeast Conference's mission, you know, is to, you know, undertake activities that promote strong economies, sustainable communities, and a healthy environment for Southeast Alaska. And we really have a vision to, you know, enable dynamic and diverse, thriving economies. And we can't do that without affordable energy. Mm-hmm. And so with so much of the household income going to space heat, you know, this is one area of concern. We've worked for decades on the actual infrastructure, you know, the Blue Lake, the Green Lake, you know, all the necessary capacity for the hydro production and the energy production now to make sure that we're utilizing that efficiently with the goal of lowering the cost of living in our communities. So we're excited to kind of get on the consumer side of the equation to take a look at, you know, how can we do things efficiently, effectively, and affordably. And we came eligible for a grant opportunity that was just hugely oversubscribed. The EPA had $30 billion more requests than they had applications for, and they chose one in Alaska for this program, and was just excited to be able to be the lead partner on this climate pollution reduction grant to install heat pumps in Sitka and other coastal communities between Ketchikan and Kodiak.
Wow. Yeah. Both of you were saying we've got the infrastructure laid out for using all renewables with Blue Lake and Green Lake Dam and that hydro energy to make that final connection into not only just, yeah, to take full advantage of that efficiency and renewable energy is awesome to do that. And you were saying, so there's with that very, very sought after EPA rebate money only going really towards this one project. So how can people take advantage of that? Are there ways, you know, we're getting into the colder, chillier months where energy costs are going to be going up. What are the steps that people can take now to try to become more efficient and maybe take advantage of upgrading into a heat pump and replacing those more expensive, kind of dirtier energy sources?
Yeah, This and this is Katie. I'll just maybe just tell a little bit more about the grant for the listeners. Yeah. It was a $38.6 million EPA award. We're right now still in the process of kind of negotiating that and getting our final paperwork in, but they're moving pretty fast and we're moving as fast as we can. And we do anticipate that, you know, the program should be available for folks in the communities that it applies to in Southeast and the South Coast in early spring of next year. So basically how the program will work is that it will it'll have incentives for folks at three different levels, depending on your income. So it's an $8,500 incentive for folks who are live in households with 80% or below AMI, which is area median income. And then it's a $6,000 incentive for 81% to 150% of area median income. And then a $4,000 incentive for folks with no income limitations. And those are really robust incentives. We anticipate that households with low incomes shouldn't have any out-of-pocket expenses for being able to get a heat pump installed. And maybe just one clarification, just because you mentioned sort of, you know, the weather getting a little cooler. And obviously, Southeast is a mild climate by Alaska standards, but still does get some chilly days. So the program is not going to be removing any backup energy sources. Okay. People should be able to use their heat pumps almost all of the time. But if there are cold snaps, we still want to leave households with the ability to turn on a Toyo or a monitor stove or use wood, or if they have electric resistance heat in their homes. We still, you know, we definitely want to make sure that people have some backup for those really chilly days. So heat pump technology you mentioned is sort of like, this is, you know, new technology, but really it's new to Alaska. Mm-hmm. Heat pumps have been around for a long time. They're pretty prolific in a lot of European countries, and they're definitely have been kind of rolling out in the market. It's exciting to me that they're coming to Alaska at this time because the technology has gotten so much better in the last 5 years. So it's kind of nice that we're a little bit of a kind of, we're not on the cutting edge of this technology. They're reliable. They use energy. They use electricity in a way that, like, if you have baseboards in your home and you just use electricity for heat, you should be able to get three times as much heat out of that same kilowatt hour.
Wow.
By installing an by using heat pump technology. And these are air source heat pumps, mm-hmm. just for clarification, because there are also ground source heat pumps and water heat pumps, but these are the air source heat pumps. So okay. Really should lower folks' utility bills. Also, I think in Sitka, I imagine just because your cost of power is so low, you have such a robust backbone in terms of your power infrastructure, should lower your typical household's utility bills by 40% to 50%.
And that is not a small number. Goodness.
Yeah.
So for folks who may be interested of maybe they've been, you know, dragging their feet on, like, it is a, you know, a big expense to go into these, you know, putting in a new heat pump, knowing that there's this early spring coming around, this rebate program that's going to be available to them. What are some of the steps that people can take now to maybe research that, of what they can start doing now for, you know, preparing to maybe get that rebate? If they should be talking to anyone in trying to get something set up for installation, what would you recommend as next steps for folks in Sitka interested in becoming more energy efficient?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, for sure right now, one thing that they can do is go to, they can sign up to get on a wait list, and you can do that through our implementation partners, Alaska Heat Smart. Alaska Heat Smart has been doing a lot of really good heat pump work in Southeast communities, already in Sitka some, and Ketchikan and Juneau, and kind of around the region. So, and that website is akheatsmart.org, and you can sign up there to get on a wait list. And essentially what that will do is just make sure that as soon as we're ready, you know, we're going to be sending out email blasts and notices to folks to make sure that they are sort of signed up and looped into the system. So that's something that you can do right now. Mm-hmm. I think Bree mentioned at the beginning, just energy efficiency. I mean, this is an efficient use of electricity in order to create thermal energy in your home. But the other kind of energy efficiency, which Alaska has a really long history with, is just basic kind of weatherization services. So if you're in a position to get an audit on your house and see if there are any potential, if there's any potential improvements you could do in terms of adding insulation or air sealing or things like that. Because if you take care of kind of the envelope of the home mm-hmm. and make sure that it's holding in heat well and sort of keeping out the cold well, it'll make any technology you have in your home just work that much better and use that much less energy to sort of deliver the service of basically comfort, you know, into your inside space. So those are the two things for sure. Sign up on the mail so that you are kind of the first to know, get on that wait list. And then also maybe start thinking about what other efficiency improvements you could do in your home to be use the least amount of energy and get the most amount of comfort.
Awesome. Well, goodness, we only have just about a minute left here. Bree, you are the our kind of representative here in Sitka. For besides the Alaska, the akheatsmart.org, are there any local sources of information that people can check out if they're curious about learning more about either what they can do or some of the things that are just happening around town?
Sure. So the Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy, or SCRES, is an ongoing, basically winter-long project that we're doing, where we're doing a whole bunch of education materials. I've been working on the website nonstop. We do have a webinar coming up this Thursday at noon that you can sign up for that is all about energy.
Oh, no.
Program to start up in the fall.
Bree, could you repeat that last sentence? You cut out for just a second. So this noon, Thursday at noon is what is the talk about?
So this Thursday at noon, we'll have a SCRES webinar on efficiency and energy saving measures that you can do sooner than later.
Awesome. Well, great. Thank you so much. All three of you, Robert Venables, Bree Gable, and Katie Lister, here to talk about just a better way, a more efficient and cheaper way to live in this place we love so much of Southeast Alaska and Sitka. Learning more, folks can go to akheatsmart.org if they'd like to sign up to be on a wait list for that rebate for installing new, more efficient technology. Also, this coming Thursday at noon, more information about what's happening here locally in Sitka for better energy efficient living. Thank you all three for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.